And Jesus told the disciples at the Last Supper, he said to them that he would see them again, and their hearts will rejoice, and no man can take their joy. You know, and that's what Paul is saying to us this morning. Nothing, no man, no thing can take your joy if you go back to what you are and what God has done for you through Christ. And then he goes on, he says, to remind you guys this over and over. It's not tedious, it's not boring, it's something we need to remember and be reminded of constantly, is that we have a hope. It's safe for us to have a blessed hope and to put our joy in God and not in the circumstances of life. And then he goes on in verse 2, you know, these bewares. Jesus often says, beware of leaven, of the Pharisees, beware, woe unto you, you know, telling us, beware of false prophets, of false teachers, on and on and on. And Paul is telling this group of people in Philippi that he loves, guys, beware of these Judaizers, these legalists that come in behind me and try to tell you that you've got to do certain works in order to be pleasing to God or to be saved, and so to speak. And the example he, of course, uses is circumcision, and that to the Jew, it was a big deal. It almost divided the church because, you know, the Jews, the church began in Jerusalem with Jews, with Jewish proselytes and with Jewish people. It began there. The spirit of Pentecost, the spirit of God fell upon Jews at Pentecost in Jerusalem. And when the spirit of God started falling on Gentiles, there was a big problem to the Jews. God can't save you. The Jewish Christians, God can't save you unless you become a Jew first. And you do all of the law and all the rules of the faith. We're the children of God. And Paul fought that with everything in his being to say, don't believe that. And, you know, our counterpart today, maybe even in the church, is that you've got to go on this day, or you have to be baptized to be saved, or you've got to be baptized this way, or you shouldn't go here or do that, and on we make lists over that are basically the same thing Paul is saying. Beware of these people that say you have to do this. Don't beware of this. You have to do this. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart and recognize that he carried his sins to the cross for you and died for you, and that God raised him from the dead. And you ask him to come in and cleanse you and be your Lord, and you're saved. Don't beware of that doctrine. That is the gospel of good news. No matter what you've done or where you've been for eternity, from the time you're born till the day you die, you're God's if you receive his forgiveness and his grace in the form of Jesus Christ that came for you. That is it. And they're trying to add to this. They're trying to come behind Paul and steal that. And he calls them dogs. I mean, in that society, a dog was like a scavenger. It was a bottom feeder. It snapped at everybody and chased them around. It wasn't man's best friend back then. That was a newer saying, if you will. Dog is man's best friend. But it was a real cut. Always snapping and nipping at you and you know, and bottom feeding, just trying to find, you know, the sores and the bloody spots on your, you know, the dog's licking and that kind of thing. And evil workers, that's those that would try to tell you that you could establish your relationship with God by your works. That's an evil work, to think it's counting towards your salvation or your relationship with God. I can't do any more to have God love me more than what he does. He loved me with an everlasting love while I was yet a sinner. You see, how can we get to a place that was born in the Spirit and start trying to think we can add to it in the flesh? An everlasting love for you and for me this morning, while I was yet a sinner, God demonstrated that love for us, that he died. And that is our God. And when we try to get to thinking that there's something we can do to establish a relationship with God where he loves me more, or he thinks of me more than of that other person, then we're getting into legalism. We're getting into the tendency of spiritual pride and haughtiness. And it comes out in the loss of grace, in the building up of legalism, and starting to sort ourselves into different levels of spirituality based on this and that. And Paul was saying the Judaizers were coming in saying, because we're circumcised, because we were born Jewish, because of all these other things, because whatever reason, I'm something more. And to be what I am, you have to do this also. And into our world, we can liken it. I was just thinking about it. If you were born a Kennedy, if you were born a Saud, if you're from the Middle East, you are based the silver spoon in your mouth. You are born with that forever. You know, you're never going to see a rough day except for the ones you create for yourself. You'll have everything that life has to offer born with that name. I'm getting ahead of myself.